Hi, welcome everybody. My name is Denise, Denise E or Denise A. And this is my share. I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth because I do it from my heart, so bear with me. I bought this cushion 3.5 years ago. It says, "Home is where the heart is." I'm going to embroider, because I've got an embroidering book. My home is in OA and OA footsteps. I'm going to put that on the back of it. Because when I came into this program, and it wasn't immediately, I was introduced into the concept of it back in 2014, when I was in drastic denial, drastically overweight, really uncomfortable. I didn't know at the time I was in renal failure. I knew I had a condition that was a deteriorating one, and eventually I would go into renal failure, but I dismissed it at 35. I thought, well, life's for living, you know, and I was in the food and I was crazy with other things as well. And my life was chaotic. And I had numerous diagnoses of mental health issues as well as food issues and self-harm issues. I mean, I was a walking disaster. Absolutely, completely on the floor. And I didn't know what it was that was wrong with me. Except I kind of kept putting it back to my childhood and abuse and right through my life to the age of 55. I'm 64 now, and I've never felt safer than when I'm in these rooms. This is my home. Even my own siblings don't want to know. Even my parents. My father was my rock. My mother didn't want me from birth and showed it. But yeah, I was the one that jumped into the brink. My siblings didn't bother. I used to eat on it. I used to punish myself how bad I felt, and everything was always all my fault. If I hadn't walked into that moment at that time, those things wouldn't have happened to me. It didn't happen to my brother and my sisters. Why didn't I know? Why didn't I see danger? And fairly recently, I learned I was mildly autistic, although I beg to differ because sometimes my behaviour is outrageous. But it could be a compilation of things. Childhood traumas, adult traumas, every form of abuse you can think of, I've nearly had. And I don't know how I'm here. I just know I am a survivor. I've had all the counseling you can get. It was this program that got me to let it go. And a very valuable 12 step that I did from the big book. When I came into the rooms again, not in denial and desperate for help. At the end of 22, beginning of 23, I expect. I can't really, I'm terrible with dates and abstinence and everything. But I nearly achieved 3 years abstinence. 2 days off my anniversary, I lost my abstinence. I've got it back again. It's relatively new. But I was in shock. I had no idea why I was happy. I had no reason. I thought, until I prayed to my higher power, and I started getting answers. What was bugging me, even though I wasn't consciously aware, and my PTS dreams were awakening up this memory I didn't know I had, and it was through doing a step four. It needed to come out, and I'm still in shock with it. But it made me lose my abstinence. Because I didn't reach out. I know the tools. I know what to do. I'm well aware of what to do. And who would not answer when I outreach is, well, there isn't anybody unless they're busy in a meeting or they're working or they're in the middle of a crisis themselves. They will pick up. I knew the right things to do. I didn't do them. I don't know why, and I do now. And I'm working on it. And it really floored me. I still don't know the dates of how absent I am to this date, but I'm still abstinent. And if it weren't for the people in the rooms that jumped in And I mean, I was at my lowest ebb when I first came in. I didn't want to be here. If they hadn't rallied round me in my home group and other groups and reached out and talked me around, I wouldn't be here today. They literally saved my life a couple of times. For real. And I can't thank the people in America who jumped in and helped. All those miles away, and it felt like they were right beside me on my sofa. And even in the UK, all rallied round me and brought me back to my senses. And I embarked on a journey that I will never stop doing. And redoing. If I lose my absence, I'm not cocksure now. I have to really use my tools because it shocked me. I was so looking forward to doing the main speak and celebrating my 3rd year anniversary, and I was really looking forward to it, and I was so sad. But now I've got new resolve, a new inner strength, and I know for sure that all that trauma, yeah, it was important. Yeah, it needed to come out. And yeah, it's now not gone. But the pain attached to it has gone. I'm at peace with it. And sometimes if I have a bad PTSD dream, I wake up and I say the sick man's prayer, like when I'm doing security, because I trained in security. With the help of my home group and other people in other groups, I've done a lot of training. It's helped my recovery to do service. Lots of it. In fact, I had to get a service sponsor who told me to sit on my hands because I was overwhelming myself with committees, you name it. I just couldn't stop. And the amount of meetings around the clock, I wasn't sleeping. And on top of that, all my hundreds of appointments, because I'm a renal transplant patient and I have other issues with arthritis and surgery, and oh, haven't we all got chronic pain from the abuse of our bodies? My knees, for the stress of my weight over the years. And then I learned to walk my stress out. And I found that walking, all of a sudden walking half a mile or just around the corner, built into walking 8 miles, 16 miles a day and not feeling it. I didn't get out of breath. And my determination was my higher power by my side, walking slowly, looking at the flowers in the hedgerow, looking at the birds in the sky and listening to the sounds of the hustle bustle of the day. And I just kept walking and I found myself outside my son's flat. I'd walked all that way and I didn't even notice, with my headphones on, dancing away sometimes to music, no doubt. But I was happy and stress-free and abstinent. It's like gold dust. If ever there was addiction I want to have, it's abstinence. Not all the others that I medicated myself with. Not all of that trauma I put myself through, thinking I wasn't worthy. I didn't deserve it. All the good things in life, I was unclean, all those things. I berated myself harshly. And I now know it wasn't me. I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And that there are people in this world that genuinely unconditionally love you. And I can guarantee you, whatever meeting you go in, OA or OA footsteps, they're all there and they love you equally. Whether they know you or not, you're welcomed and loved and understood. And it's no end of helping my journey. My aim is to pass from this world one day, and I know that's morbid, still abstinent. By the grace of my higher power, my universal guide, I hope that will be the case. And not for many years, which is ironic for someone that was a serial overdoser who didn't want to be here from the age of 9 up and repeatedly took 46 silly overdoses. Until I realized, well, somebody doesn't want me to leave this earth. Certainly what I do, but somebody's stopping me because I shouldn't be here. And a lot of my medical issues now are probably caused by my self-abuse through my trauma, inner trauma. But going to several meetings, especially my neurodiverse one as well, about my two-way prayer, my inner child smiles and I feel a warm glow in my tummy. And my heart just calms right down. And I identify with every single share, pretty much. Because when I see someone, weirdly, I see their inner child first. I hear that child first. Why I do, I don't know. And each time I do, I can relate and I can understand and I can feel. And my inner child connects with theirs, and I feel that peace. That it's all going to be okay. That this program works if you work it. And it really does. For me, I can only speak for myself, obviously, because our journeys are all individual. But I know so many people in this room and other rooms have similar and long-lasting journeys. 40 years and more. And they're still doing it. That's inspiration to me. That really is. Because if they can do it, it can be done. And even if you slip, even if you fall back, the amount of support I got from everywhere and every meeting I went to got me back on track, made me focus, refocus. And became active in trying to get back on track in my journey, and I achieved it. And just for today, I'm going to keep it. My boundaries with people are phenomenal. I never had them before. Not a single one. I was a caretaker. They shouted, I'd say, how high? You know, jump, how high? You know, I would run just to make them happy, even though I was exhausted. On the floor, not slept all night, been distressed. I put that aside, go out with a smile, and do exactly what they asked of me. And all my appointments, everything else went out the window. It was their needs that were important, not mine. But a very wise woman, many wise women and men have taught me that self-care is important in our recovery. That to love ourselves, which is really difficult for me, and I'm learning to. And when I do, my inner child smiles and I smile. Because I do, I'm tingling now because she knows I'm being serious. She's at peace now. Sorry. I neglected her for so long. And I felt guilty of that for some time, but now I know that she's happy now, and so am I. And this next hurdle that I've got to work through with a step four and maybe a step ten will pass. And these are tears of joy, not sadness, not really, because there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I just wish I'd found it sooner. And if there are any newcomers in this room, truly it works. It really works. Because I thought I was a lost cause. Everybody told me I was. I ran wild. I just didn't care anymore. Nobody listened to me, I thought. They didn't hear me. But every single person in OA and OA footsteps, when you share, they hear you. They've either been there, been through something similar, or are feeling right there with you because they've done exactly or had exactly the same circumstance. And it's that empathy you feel for one another, that unconditional love that carries you on your very tumultuous journey sometimes. But it works. If you can confront, sorry, your fears, Even though you don't
Gentle
want to.
reminder, 5 minute gentle reminder.
Even though you don't want to. And even though it's your worst nightmare and you know it will evoke a PTSD dream, or there are always outside bodies that can help you with that, or a close fellow in the fellowship that can empathize because they're there themselves. You know, there's always an outreach somewhere, in or out of the rooms, that when you're in crisis, when you're really on the floor, there is help there. And there is a blessing in recovery. It's such a serenity I feel, and peace, inner peace. And when I meditate, I connect to my higher power and my understanding. I like to call it my universal guide because I listen to a lot of spatial meditation. And it shows the galaxy as it's playing, and I find it therapeutic. Like I'm connecting to a mothership of love, with tentacles out throughout all the rooms, cuddling one another and being there for one another. And as soon as I connect to that mothership of love, I feel inside that inner peace radiating through me. And I go on my two-way prayer meeting and many others. And I really do feel that's the best way to start my day. Because I'm at a calm, peaceful, wonderful place. And I go for my walk, not as far these days because I've been told I'm losing too much weight now, just borderline normal. Whatever normal is, inverted commas, because who cares what someone's opinion of normal is? It's what's normal for you, what's normal and healthy for you that keeps you well and keeps us all well, because together we get better. We only have each other to get through the crises, to know there really is a light at the end of the tunnel. It's not all doom and gloom. And yeah, you'll come across daily things that floor you. I have. Loss of relatives, both my pets in 1 year. I won't be graphic, but some in really horrendous circumstances. And I still stayed abstinent through it with the help of the fellows. It can be done. Instead of turning to food like I used to, from a very little girl hiding under my bed and stealing it from the fridge when everybody was asleep, to now letting go of that control of what I do to comfort myself and putting my faith in my higher power of my understanding to guide me gently. Because he knows everything I've been through, every little detail, and carries it with him on my behalf. And all those abusers, like I say the sick man's prayer. And I also was told by a very wise sponsor that I had once, who no longer is with me, that when I want to let go of things, although I used to be very traditionally religious, I tend to think my universal guide is more appropriate, my higher power of my understanding. And I lit a tea light. And I let it go in the church. And then I went outside and I wrote down all these things in my journal. And some of it, I kept a copy. I screwed up and put it in a little container and burnt it and let it go
Gentle,
in my higher
gentle
power.
1 minute reminder.
I'd like to end by saying that I won't say it because of copyright, but if you'd like to Google it at any time, there is something that gave me comfort back in 2014 when I was in a unit for mental health for a couple of weeks. Footprints, and it's anonymous. It isn't OA or OA footsteps literature, but it's something that gave me comfort. And I'm sure it'll come up if you Google it. I don't like advertising anything that isn't literature for OA or OA footsteps, but it really is about our higher power carrying us when we think there's only one set of footprints. He was carrying us through all our troubles and trials. When there were two, we didn't need as much help, but he was walking beside us. always our higher power. Thank you for listening to my share.